Alex Dunn and Dale Gibson here. Now, at the start of every flat season, seemingly, myself and Mr. Gibson sit down and talk about jockeys. And, of course, the flat season getting underway now. First, Dale, hello.
How are you? You all right? All good?
All good.
Good.
Now, in recent times, there's been a real buzz about certain apprentices. This happens at the start of every season. The last time we spoke about this, you put Callum Rodriguez forward. Now, he'd already been around a little bit by that time.
Yep.
But in recent years, I mean, off the top of my head, I can think of Ross Orion would be one example of a real sort of buzz jockey.
Yep.
Who else have we had? Adam McNamara with Richard Fahey. A lot of people getting very excited about him. Mm. Is there anyone right now on the flat scene that maybe people do know of who's destined for bigger and better things this season? Or, on the other hand, that we don't know anything about, but you have some info?
Yeah, it's a good comment, actually. I mean, we flagged up Callum Rodriguez last year, and he'd just moved to Michael Dodds. I know Michael Dodds pretty well. I ride out there on a Saturday morning, and I could tell straight away that he was going to have a good year, and obviously won the Ebor, and no doubt he'll ride plenty of winners again this year. However, his claim's down to three, and sometimes you've got to look for the next bright spark. Ross Orion, in fairness to him, got injured halfway through last year.
Mm-hmm.
So he got a start, and then he was off for 8 to 10 weeks, and it was basically game over. He's ridden plenty of winners on the all-weather this season already, and I'm sure he'll have a good year. However, I'm going to throw a name at you who I feel has got a major chance this year. He's only 17. His name is Jason Watson, and he rides for Andrew Balding.
Mm.
Been very impressed with his riding the last couple of months. He's with the right yard, and I think he's going to have a really, really good time. On the back of that, I still think you've got to remember those riders that had a solid year last year that are very good value for their claim. You're probably going to back on certain occasions. David Egan still claims three.
Yep.
He's a champion apprentice last year. He's just come back from America and Ireland, so he protected his claim through the winter. And again, he'll be good value for his £3. And also, Nicola Curry's been riding plenty of winners on the all-weather. Whether that has been the best thing for her, she's ridden 25 winners roughly this year.
Mm.
Personally, I would have maybe held on to that a little bit, because you do get more recognition for riding your winners between Doncaster and Doncaster than you do necessarily on the all-weather. I think you just got to be a little bit careful these days. But Nicola Curry has really impressed me in the last couple of months. So, a couple of names there. But if you had to really nail me down, I would just edge Jason Watson. He's claiming seven at the moment.
Yeah.
So you imagine, you fancy one. It's well handicapped. It's fit and well. Form's there. And you've got £7 off its back with an able jockey. That's massive.
And he is excellent.
He's
he
very
really
good.
Is, yeah.
So, you know, there's plenty going for him. There'll probably be a dark horse come out of the pack. There genuinely is.
Mm.
That has, you know, a boy or girl that hasn't ridden a lot last year that suddenly gets a start and goes whoosh. But, I wouldn't put you off any of those aforementioned.
It's interesting. Well, firstly, I want to mention Callum Shepherd, because I think, did he ride his claim out last night?
He rode his claim out last night. So,
and we're recording this on Friday, the 22nd of March?
Yes. He rode his claim out last night, so he's got a little bit of a tricky time now. He just took a little bit of time when he was claiming three. As I've mentioned before on air, that quite often, if the momentum isn't going forward with a rider claiming three, their winners can sometimes dry up because they've been good value at 7 and 5, and then there's another £7 or £5 claimer coming through. Maybe, you know, the yards aren't quite putting them up on the same type of horse as before.
Mm.
And it can be a tricky time. It actually slowed up a fraction for me back in the day. I rode my claim out in 1990, you know, before a lot of people were born listening to this, no doubt. But very similarly, just slowed up only a touch because I was getting a big volume of rides. So I was quite lucky because my volume of rides got me through that period. But generally speaking, unless you are going to be champion apprentice or you've got a big yard behind you, that £3 stage can be a difficult period for an apprentice. And then, of course, you're competing with everybody else off a level playing field without
yes.
that claim.
And it is interesting that you mentioned Nicola Curry there and the fact that she has been on the go, if you like, through the winter. It's something that's said every year. Oh, don't already claim out too early. Now, she has been fantastic
yep.
over the winter.
Yep.
And surely the recognition that she's got and the affinity, perhaps with spare parts as well,
yep.
a horse that's got a fair bit of exposure over the winter months, surely that's a good thing.
It is a good thing. And, of course, you're probably better getting them getting the apprentices going and riding winners to a degree with somebody who hasn't had a lot of experience or hasn't had a lot of winners, and it is a very, very fine line. Do you hold them back when potentially they could be riding winners, or do you just let them loose and ride a shedload of winners on the all-weather? It is a fine line. My own gut feeling is that potentially you just say, well, that's going to win. I don't necessarily want you on that. I don't mind you learning your trade on a couple of lesser horses, horses that aren't going to win. Don't know. That happened to me. My boss, when I was claiming seven, and I was very, very green behind the ears claiming seven, I got offered horses that couldn't get beat, and he said, oh, I don't really want to, I don't want to lose a claim. He's not quite ready for it yet. And a couple of trainers thought my boss was mad, but it was actually a really good policy of his because he was looking after me for further down the line. And it's a bit like managing a good horse. You don't want to use it up too soon because you're thinking of its career. So it's a tricky one, absolutely a tricky one. Of course, there's financials involved as well, but I won't go into that detail because I'll bore everybody who's listening. But yeah, it's I do feel apprentices are still worth their weight in gold, and will continue to do so. I mean, look how well Josie Gordon's done, having been champion apprentice a couple of years ago. You know, she's a phenomenal rider. She's got a real brain in her head. She's got a good job, and she came from nowhere.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.